Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
So it's a beautiful day. Here I am. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to put everybody on mute. And I'm going to ask that anything going on with you, any condition, any concern, I'd like you to set that aside. If you have your imagination running with you now, you can go ahead and put everything in like a basket or a golden bowl right beside you, and we won't forget those. We can deal with them. We're just going to be able to deal with them in a faster, more efficient way after we finish our alignments. And I would like to say everyone's looking pretty good in their alignment this morning. And for those who are not, and those in the future who listen, let's go ahead and go through this. Put your attention on your core and put it there instead of any issue or problem. And let's strengthen your core. And that core strength goes all the way to source. From below your feet, all the way to source. The alignment is straight. It's vertical and expanded. So we're going to be working with the central nervous system, but also the light energy around it and through you. Okay, we went to some very high spaces in the last call. And when we do that, that often brings out deeper things. The lighter we are, the more uncomfortable it is in our dysfunction. We become less and less capable of wanting it. And we feel sometimes that it makes what's going on with us amplified. And so that's one reason for amplification. Another reason is we're carrying programs that amplify what's going on with us and make us feel things stronger, more deeply, more painfully, such as being disconnected, not being good enough, being in the dark, maybe questioning our own light ourselves. Okay, so let's strengthen everybody. 100% infinite potential from source all the way through to the new earth core. So we'll go all the way to the core of the planet and within the new earth. And we'll be drawing a line from the crystalline core up to below our feet. I've talked about the treasure chest below us before, and we're going to go there now. We're going to clean out all the parts of ourselves that feel that we do not deserve something better, that we are not capable, or it's going to be denied to us. We're going to clear all the responsibility we have for lifting other people before we can lift ourselves. And we're going to let go of the feeling that we cannot shine our light if other people aren't shining with us. So with our alignment, and most of us are almost there, I'm going to wait till we get there, strengthening that alignment, which is between you and God, or the universe, or source, whatever name you give it, Mother, Father, God. People have a lot of names for that, and I am fine with whatever name you have. It's whatever made you. It's whatever made you possible and made you conscious. Now, within that, we all came as light beings. We had these grand experiments here. And part of that experience was to see things in a more limited view. You know, like I see, it would be like the elephant story. One person is touching the tail and they define an elephant by the tail. Another person is seeing the tusk and they're defining the elephant by the tusk. Another person's rubbing the belly and this is how they see an elephant. This is also the way it is as we spiral within our earthly experiment. Within this mortal coil, we see things from different points of view. And we're all going through a phase where whatever viewpoint we used to have, we are now adopting another. We're allowing more light. We're allowing more possibility. And this also means, dear ones, I want you to always remember this, that when we go through a period like this of expanding and integrating, we are becoming wiser. We're becoming more loving in the real way. And we're becoming more empowered. In case we forgot why we're doing this, these are the reasons. So let's strengthen all of those points of view, the love, the wisdom, and the power within. And this is a gift from Source. And there's a lot of energy within your multidimensional identity that is thrilled that you're doing this. You have support. Okay, now there are some people that are carrying things like, I'm not allowed to be there, maybe I'm being cursed or this or that, and there's only one power, and an essential aspect of your growth is to believe that there is really only one power, and that is love. That is light. Now, that challenges people's thought of, is love powerful? Well, of course, it's quite powerful when we're talking about unconditional love. I don't know of a greater power in the world. We make it less by throwing some codependence in there, or we make it other different types of love. And it gets diminished. But when we're talking about unconditional acceptance, this is a unifying energy. This is the ability to pull you from any place you are stuck all the way back into your empowerment again. So your ability to have unconditional love float through your heart is very much a part of your alignment. And it is part of the identity of your true blueprint. Now, within that blueprint, I got the question, please explain the blueprint again. So we're talking about how we are built, how our soul builds and expands. Through this incarnation, we've had a lot of things that we've all tried. Every single one of us has been out of alignment here, there, and somewhere. And we've experimented, and we've tried, and we've hit dead ends, and we've gone over here, and we've gone over there. And as we integrate and we bring these experiences back into the light, into our core, we become more empowered, but we're also wiser. We have learned a lot by that, and we love ourselves more for having done it and returned. So we do this in a big way through some of the calls and the energy work that we do. You know, we'll take something that's just been lost a long time, a piece of us that we're in denial or suppressed or stuck with, and we will bring it back. And we've added more light to your core. And it's not just the light that pours in from Source. This is actually your journey. This is actually who you are. This is the part of you that has you feel less than who you are. So as we bring this back, we have transmuted it. This is transmutation. I mean, to be able to do this means you are an amazing magician, because you can actually bring in parts of yourself for your own empowerment, no matter how old you are and no matter how ill you are. And the more we do this, the more light we have, the more energy we have, and the more ability we have to self-heal and manifest and attract the relationships that fulfill us. So if our relationships are just, you know, reminding us, you know, of all our weaknesses or the things we don't know that we are, if they're not enhancing our life, we need to realign ourselves to relationships that do. And I know many of you are doing this. We're going to talk about relationships a little later and do some more energy work with it. So everyone take a deep breath. So we're also talking about the blueprint. This identity, this wisdom starts building within us, who we are. Are we more artistic? Are we more intellectual? Do we like this? Do we like that? And this is all part of our identity. And as we move within our identity, we are individualized light and spirit. We are individualized aspects of Source. And as we do that, this is when we are truly playing our own music. This is when we truly are everything we were meant to be and we can be. And we all arrive at this destination at a different time and place, but we can get there. Take a deep breath. So the more we identify with ourselves, the more we attract in the relationship that's right for us. And that relationship that's right for you, the job that's right for you, is the job that you can get to reflect your own self-love, knowledge, and talent. Anything that makes you less than who you are may not be right for you, or it may need to be adjusted. I'm not saying relationships aren't work, because they usually are. They're often really the experimental ground for which we learn where our weaknesses are and where our strength is. And that's perfectly fine. If your relationship is one that makes you feel less than yourself or lost, then quickly go ahead and realign those parts that are feeling less than or lost. And if you can hold that most of the time, it's a pretty good relationship. Take a deep breath. Now, I'm not talking about narcissistic relationships where someone's playing with you. I'm talking about a genuine soul-to-soul relationship. So if you've had a narcissistic experience, what I'm just saying might trigger you. So go ahead and let's love these parts that feel triggered. Very good. All right. Now, I want to go to all the places that have been triggered this week since the call. And let's love these parts and let's invite them into our heart. Now, our heart, we want a sanctuary. I want you to have unconditional love flowing through your heart. So you have a beautiful place for the parts of yourself that are outside of you to return home. All right. And this goes through all time, spaces, and dimensions. This is going to go to past life experiences. This is going to go to something within another dimension. We're not leaving anything out. Wherever you are, that's outside of yourself, that's ready to return, let's love this part and bring it in. Let's all do that now. The part that feels sad and depressed and split, let's bring those parts in that are ready to come back and integrate. All right, so we're cleaning off some of these parts with some of you, and I'm going to hold the light of the part coming in, and that's the part that will enter the heart. That's the part that will synthesize within your soul and strengthen you. There we go. And I'm just going to stay with this until the energy that formed around it dissipates. There we go. Unconditional love. It's pretty powerful stuff. Some of you have felt trapped, and I'd like you to invite the parts of yourself that feel trapped back to your heart, that feel like you can't move until someone else moves. You can't have fun unless they are. You can't feel empowered unless they do. Go ahead and love and bring this in. One of my first teachers told me that the job of being in our mystical self, the job of being our aligned self, others shouldn't use those words. You should be able to do that even in a train station, a subway, in a chaotic event, and this is true. So if we're going to change ourselves and change the world, we want to be able to hold our alignment no matter what the circumstances. Now, do we beat ourselves up when we notice that we're not holding our alignment? No, we love the part that's upset about it, that's distressed about it, and then we simply align. It's a round-trip ticket. We always return to center. Take a deep breath. One of our, a well-known teacher once said, if you think you're enlightened, go have Thanksgiving with your family. And this has definitely been true for my family. It's true for yours. I want you to forgive yourself if you're different than your family. You're just one of the grafted parts of the tree. So let's go ahead and love the parts that still feel a little out of place when they're with their family and that they don't belong. Okay. So the parts of ourselves that are lost, suppressed, denied, forgotten. Let's invite those in. You probably did this work a lot, and some of that is just ready to come in now. Let's bring it in. Okay. All right, I want to talk about collective influences that weaken our alignment. So I think everyone knows that I generally, and I'm going to say it for those who may have not heard this because you were dealing with things that made it impossible for you to take in information. But when you have the alignment, when you have your light aligned, then things start moving and transforming around you, and it goes to the entire world. So let's start with our home, who lives in our home, and then we'll move to family. Let's strengthen our alignment for anything happening with the home, the people we live with, and the people that we want that are no longer there. Let's love those parts that feel that want. Now we're going to move to your city, your town, the countryside, wherever you're living, and strengthen you to the earth there, the municipality that you're in, the government. A neighbor that has completely different political views than you do. Okay, let's strengthen ourselves. And by that, what I mean is we're moving light up and down the core. And deleting all limitations to our 100% infinite potential connection to Source. Sometimes with people, we have very convoluted ways of running the energy. And I think I mentioned this in another call. Sometimes our energy will go out and through someone else, and they will act in a way against ourselves. It's us working against ourselves through another person. So you can investigate this if you're really good at following energy and that, but I find that a little crazy making. And what I find that works best and fastest is just to call the parts home that are ready to give up the games, the projections. Just invite them home. The part of you that feels that you are not lovable, that you are not light, let's go ahead and love that part. And that there's a big daddy in the sky punishing you. Most of us have some edge of that, either through the collective or the teaching that we have. So any part of you that feels that way, let's go ahead and love that part. So all the parts that don't believe we're enough, let's love these parts. The part that doesn't feel free to express yourself, let's love that part. Sometimes we're living in a mindset where we are not different than other people. We're kind of stuck to them like glue. And so let's work on the individual parts of yourself, the part that doesn't feel that it can be an individual. Let's bring those parts back and love and integrate them. Sometimes we act appropriately, not authentically. And any part of yourself that has done that, let's love it and bring it home. The part of ourselves that out of defensiveness controls others. Let's go ahead and love this part and allow that part to come home. The part that leaves our body because it's not safe to be here. Let's love the part that doesn't feel the safety and the part that wants to hit the eject button. Parts that had aggressive acts against you, that threatened who you were or your safety. Let's invite those parts back to ourselves. Part that's afraid to make mistakes so you don't leave the couch. Let's love this part. Everyone's doing really well. I'm running the energy up and down the alignment. And for anything else that's ready to integrate now, for whatever subject you're working on or whatever issue has come to your consciousness, let's go ahead and invite those parts in. Very good. I'm going to do a little heart work now. I'm going to invite the dolphin essential energy in to assist. So anything that needs to be deleted is coming right out of your field. Any attachments you might have that you're ready to let go of are going now. Any embedded programs that do not work for you are discarded now and left. Strengthening to our truth. And strengthening to our individual essence. All the parts of yourself that were used against you in projection, invite them home. Any part of yourself playing a part in other people's delusions, please bring those home. I'm going to now work with the individual patterns that we get through the ancestry. So I'm going to go through all the family trees. If you're married, the family tree that you're also connected to, because, you know, that's been a big part of your life. When you're married, you do tend to take on each other's issues. So let's just go ahead and clean out the trees. So this will be a general kind of pruning of the tree, moving the energy for all the places you've got messages that you could not be your essential self within your tribe. Anything that cut, limited, made you less than, shamed you to control you, shamed you to make you less than who you are. Let's love these parts. And we'll just clean the energy out as it moves throughout your family, community, country, and the globe. For those that are afraid to be in the world or be social, sometimes there's an inhibition to let your light shine, to let you be who you are. Go ahead and bring in these parts that are afraid or shy. And let's love them until they shine. Okay, we're doing really well. So we've integrated enough heart. We have enough heart flow. Let's go ahead and flow some more unconditional love to everyone and acceptance. Now you might wonder why acceptance when I usually talk about unconditional love. And this is why. Because sometimes when we're kind of confused, we think of unconditional love as not very strong. And unconditional love is, of course, a component of acceptance. So sometimes within our language, we have weaknesses that keep us from being as clear as we are at this moment. And when we're not clear, we reach for whatever word makes the flow begin. Our intent is so important, and we want our intent to be that we are the light and we are the love of the world. That we want the highest and best good for ourselves and other people. And we're willing to let go of these old programs and patterns that humanity has been stuck in a long time and elevate. Take a deep breath. it is an illusion that there is a dark force working against you and that you're trapped in. But that illusion can be quite powerful for some people. And if some of you are trapped there, let's go ahead and invite those parts back. Once you stand in that oneness of light and love, this becomes easier. Or once you return to it, this becomes automatic. And it's not to judge the darkness or those people there. They're playing their own control kind of games, and they don't know any better. But all the parts of yourself that are stuck there, attached to it, enmeshed in it, just go ahead and invite that part to return back to you. Let the unconditional love be so strong, it has to come back. Deep breath, everyone. Let's clear out the field. Blow everything out of it. There's some unwinding happening for some of you. Okay. Now, this is a very strong moment in our group work. And our next step is to go to above our heads in the realm that exists just above unconditional love. And that's our creative realm. It's the golden realm. And we're going to again activate the golden light, the radiant light of gold through us. So that'll come down and it's descending now into your body, into your field, strengthening, aligning, assisting. Integrating, synthesizing. It's beautiful. Just let it all roll down. In harmony. Very nice. Let that roll down. So I say the word gold, but there's an awful lot of different energies within the gold. It has a lot of different qualities. Very high consciousness qualities. It is your sovereign self. And when you enter relationships as your sovereign self, and you have relationships with other people who also recognize their sovereign selves, then you can really do a lot. That energy of you and me and who you are together is exponential. And this is true. Even outside of a marriage or loving relationship, this is true for business relationships. This is true for people we meet on the street. There can be like a light that ignites, and then you know that something that, even if you've never said a word to this person, it's two souls that recognize each other, that light something of a spark within the atmosphere, within our world. And other people will also be inspired by that spark. And this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. Some of us have fear of intimacy and being vulnerable. Now, I want to talk a little bit about that vulnerability. When we have this fear, sometimes we had some brutality and allowing someone to see under the sheets with us or underneath to our deep wounds is very difficult. Sometimes people who have this issue, they kind of go so deep into the wound that's now their new identity, the wounded self. But if we go to where we've been in this program, what we're learning is when I feel vulnerable, I love the part that feels vulnerable. Go ahead and love any parts that are feeling vulnerable. The part that's afraid to be naked in front of another, literally and metaphorically, let's love this part. There's real strength in vulnerability, and it's also that place where we're switching our identity. We're going into our true self. When we're able to say, and I'm feeling this, however, I'm not living there, I'm going to go ahead and love that part and integrate it. The part that feels scared, let's love that part. Unconditional love, accepting the scared parts and finding the light within the fear and integrating it. You know, Hollywood's given us quite a bit of kind of fake relationship things where someone must be worshipped or someone must be this or that, or you're not really respected. We have to let all of that go. And any part of ourselves playing out a role that's not really real for you, let's go ahead and love this part. And for many of you, there are a lot of broken pieces there. There's lots of us that beat ourselves up for not having the relationship we think we're supposed to have. Let's love this part. Some of you may recognize that in not being vulnerable, it can also be painful for your partner. Because if your partner's really real and you're not able to be, that's difficult for them. So let's love the part that recognizes that. No reason to go into judgment. But if you are, let's love the part that did. Let the unconditional love pour and we'll integrate very quickly. Very good. Some parts of ourselves might feel that the light is just too bright for us. Let's love that part. I find when there are pieces like that associated, that light has been misused sometimes. So let's just go and let the love flow. Let the flow connect and the flow of love connect and bring back. I had a question from someone, should I do this or that? Should I move here or there? And this is just like the question of, should I take A job or B job? Now, in order to get to the best answer for you, this is the process we go to. Let's love the part that wants to do A for this reason. Let's love that part. And then let's love the other part that wants to do the other one or is uncertain about it. So the reason we do this, so I can always give you a psychic impression, which I'm always having them, just like you are. But as we empower you, as you get that deep empowerment, you're going to take so many more steps on the way. And when you're truly empowered, you know exactly where you're going and when. It's not a mystery. So that's what I gear for when someone asks me a question like that. Let's get you empowered and let's get to where that golden light, that golden radiance is making the move on your behalf. That part of you is leading you, and that part of you never questions and knows exactly where it's going. Let's take a deep breath and love all the parts of ourselves that question and are uncertain. And it's sometimes very comfortable to be between option A and option B. Sometimes that's kind of fun and we feel empowered by it. And that's okay too. But notice what's happening and love the part that feels empowered by it and integrate it, because the empowerment is an internal one, the true empowerment. It's not because people brought things to us. Our true empowerment does the leading. We can operate in the other way, but it's not the only way. It's probably not the fastest way. It's kind of an old-fashioned paradigm, but it doesn't mean that we can't enjoy it for a second and then integrate it and notice some part of ourselves was operating there. That's how we become whole, noticing all the parts of ourselves. Take a deep breath. Let's love those parts. Some of us have a pattern of pain so we can feel alive. Let's love these parts that need the pain to feel alive. And if we're not having this experience, we know other people who do. So let's love these parts that are attached to the people who need the pain to feel alive. And let's love them. Because in some subtle ways, we fuel their pain if we're attached to it. So go ahead and bring those parts back. And if you're experiencing pain or discomfort to feel alive or to have that one thing to work on, just love that part that needs it. And when you love the part that needs it with unconditional love, the neediness goes away. Because it becomes integrated and you're more empowered for your choice. Okay, some of you are, other things are coming out as I'm talking, and those are being, they're disappearing. They're just leaving your body in the field. They're being escorted out and they'll just be returned to the light. And each time some part of our energy field is escorted out, particularly if it's not you, more of you shows up. So take a deep breath and let more of you show up within your field. We are light and we are love. And that's a really good identity to hold on to. Okay. I had someone email me about feeling adrift. And for any parts of anyone that are feeling like you're drifting out there, not really with yourself, please just bring that back. Very good. Very good. Okay, so I think through this, most of the fight or flight response and anxiety that I was asked to look at is calmed, but let's go in for anyone who has a sense of this
deep panic or fear. Let's love these parts that are feeling it or attached to feeling it. If you're sitting next to someone who's feeling that, please love the part of yourself that's sitting next to the person feeling it. And anywhere within your own being that you've experienced it. Okay, and when we clear that, the next thing that comes up is when we feel out of control. So let's love the parts that are feeling out of control again. Because we're giving up that control and turning it over to a higher energy field, to our higher self, to our connection to Source. And any pattern that keeps you disconnected, we'll just dissolve it. So this is how we stay young and fit by doing this. And then we run this energy through all of the layers of the body and all the physical systems, which we've done and we'll be doing again. But this is the energy of how to raise your vibration. Keep returning all these parts to our core. Keep integrating. So the integration is when we recognize that part of ourself that is outside of ourself. That recognition happens. That's sort of like the activation, and the integrating is the inviting it home. It begins to synchronize as it comes home into the heart because it recognizes its core. It begins to recognize. Maybe it's the first piece of the puzzle for you. Maybe it's the millionth piece of the puzzle of your core, but it's some part coming back in. Then we move to synthesis, where it completely reunites. When I do sessions with you, I get you to some level of this with each of you. Some of you are just going to synthesize immediately, just immediately. And other people, it's going to keep syncing up, and maybe it's waiting for something else, and then it will synthesize. But the more self-love you bring in, the more this will happen. And so when we do a group call, there's an awful lot of energy that's moving. And so you may be in various phases of this synthesis, but just keep letting that love flow and that will do it. And if you feel like you need some assistance, just, you know, we'll set appointments for you. You can go to my website and do that if you need more or you need that. But you owe it to yourself to stream as much self-love as you can and see how that works for you first. Some issues happen instantly. Some things take just take a little bit longer. And keep loving the part that needs a little bit longer. And sometimes that alone will speed it up, the full synthesis. And I'm happy to work with anybody who wants to do it that way as well. Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, everyone, we're going to take some calls. And I know sometimes people are triggered by other people. So I'd like you just to be strong to that. And if you notice yourself getting triggered by someone else, love the part that's feeling triggered by someone else. Or go through exactly what I walk them through, and this will help you as well. We are all from a unity conscious somewhere in our evolution. But in this instance, love has to be true in the unity, but all the way through to the individual self. And when we come all the way down to the individual expression of love, we have that ability to have our own experience without absorbing other people's experience. So I'm going to go ahead and assist with anyone who became ungrounded. So the callers will be fine in between. Okay, very good. All right, I'm going to go to our first caller, and area code 305. Hi, this is Sherry.
Is this me?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Sherry. How's everything for you today?
Good. How are you? Why don't you give everybody your name?
Yes, this is Myra.
Hi, Myra. Okay, what can we do for you today? How are you?
For the last two calls, I have been feeling a lot of restrictions in the heart center and the solar plexus and a little bit in the sacral. The heart has shifted maybe for the first two calls, but the solar plexus and the sacral chakra still feel heavy, if that's the right word, maybe.
Okay, Myra, so let me make sure I've got this right. So your heart feels okay now?
Yes, it does, and I wanted to thank you for that.
Okay, good. All right, so what is the heaviest restriction you feel? Where is it?
In the solar plexus area.
All right, good. I'm going to move infinity energy between the solar plexus and the heart, which is your normal state. So I'm going to do that now. And we're just going to clear out the solar plexus identity. This is just leftover identity issue and the identity of others that you've absorbed. So just moving that out first. And so we'll have the dolphin energy come in and continue to assist. And I'm going to see that swim through the solar plexus and the heart at the same time. Take a deep breath. Okay, so you've had a habit of looking at your identity through the eyes of another or through a program of a family. So I'm bringing in more source light as that continues to break up and pull you back in to who you were supposed to be, who you can be. I mean, you're supposed to be anything you want, but you can be who you're striving for right now. Of course, you don't know all of it. You're actually lighter than you think you are. So I'm moving the rest of this out that's inhibiting. Okay. How does your solar plexus feel?
I felt that coming out through my heart chakra, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
It's funny how it did that. It went from the solar plexus, but zoomed right out through the heart center for some
reason. Just moved out.
And the other thing I noticed was that since our last call, I've had a lot of low back pain on the left side, and that was weird.
Okay. All right, so let's check what that is. Is it your body? No. Is it your mind? No. It's a spiritual thing. Okay, so I'm getting an immediate picture of, I'm going to call it another dimensional part of yourself who's very wise and a man, kind of walking with a long beard. And a cane or a staff. And so some part of you goes to that reality when you're in a growth area. That's one thing going on here. So I'm going to invite that part of yourself, that wise part, to come integrate the parts that are ready to integrate into your current incarnation. They're coming in through the heart, very light.
Yeah, I feel it.
Very gold, very beautiful. Okay, it's syncing up. And I'm showing it where it doesn't actually need that cane in this life. It's taking a little while for it to know that. Okay. So we're in the syncing up part, but you're synthesizing very fast. Really nice. How are you feeling?
Oh, wonderful. This is so good. That's so funny how my hip, left side, all of a sudden it started to hurt. Now it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because you're vibrating outside yourself. So sometimes we're vibrating with amazing things outside of ourselves that we still are separate
from. We don't know.
And then also the
yeah, we don't even know it.
Yeah.
We don't even know it.
Yeah. So for those who are wondering about this, because this might be the first time we've done it quite like this on a call, you can always ask, and I do this, but ask any parts of ourselves that are ready to integrate. And sometimes when we have that really high fun, high vibration feeling, it's some of us and our multidimensional reality that is really, you know, amazing, and that's ready to come in and be with us. Because if we're running a really low energy, it's not going to be in our body. It's not.
No.
It won't be there. But just bring it in. Thank you. It was wonderful.
Yeah, this is amazing. You know what? I will tell you what it feels like. It feels like me.
Yeah, it is you.
It feels like me. That's the best way to describe it.
So
it didn't
are you
feel
saying...
like me when I was having the pain, but it feels like me now. More solid.
Yeah, yeah. Now you have... Yeah, and your identity is there. Your identity
yeah,
is there.
More
yeah.
solid. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank
that's
you. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Myra.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
bye
you,
bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Just checking to see. We have. All right. 760. I'm unmuting you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Sherry, it's Gail. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good.
I'd like to ask about, my body has just really been aching. I feel like I've been hit by a truck. And I've tried resting a lot, but my legs and feet are aching. And I think I've always had tight ankles and knees bothering me. Something's shifting in there because they're cracking a lot. I feel like where I haven't had much movement and my ankles are starting to move. But I'm just wondering if there's anything in particular going on.
There is.
Because I'm really uncomfortable.
Okay, so heavy legs, ankles. Is that basically it?
Yeah, I have my right shoulder and arm too, but if, you know, this is a group call, so I could keep you all day with my body parts. But the worst part is...
Oh, yeah, my dog really likes that. Okay.
Thank you. Help the dog and help Gail.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to let this out, some of this energy that's no longer you. So this, think of it as like taking a sock off your whole body. And so for anyone else who's feeling some sort of tight thing, let's just move this off. You can also think like being reborn out of a chrysalis, allowing this to go, this energy to flow out. Very good. Okay, so your core energy, when you first got on the phone, did not travel all the way down below your body. So I'm going to bring that now. But how are you feeling? Because the energy just shifted there for your...
I just feel my whole body. It's more like it's alive.
Yeah, you just got more alive, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So and now for everyone on the phone with or on the call with us, there's a lot of energy that's been moving around, you know, this past week. So we're all kind of going back and clearing and clearing. So, okay, so you're feeling more alive. Now I'm strengthening your core, Gail, because it just wasn't going all the way down. So here it goes. All right, and then there's an interference behind your shoulder blades. I'm going to move that out. And by interference... You, not you, other people, neighborhood, no, country, no, family, it's family. Okay, someone tapping on your shoulder, someone you love. Okay, so strengthen. Harmony, strengthening you and everyone else to harmony. How are you doing?
Better.
Good. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thanks for your little tune-up.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Okay, let's see here. Let's go to New York City, 917. Hello.
Hi, Sherry. It's Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you today?
Hi. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
I am actually in the car in where Stephen and I are driving from Sedona to California just for a weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I seem to be a little worn down again, and my throat is hurting, and I talk to him too much. You know, like we keep saying, okay, we're not going to talk, and then we can't help it. And so I don't know if that's why I have a sore throat or if I'm just kind of run down from not sleeping, but if there's anything there to clear maybe, or...
Yes, let's clear it. Okay, so part of it is you're expending more than you're taking in. So I know sometimes when we're madly in love, we kind of expend a lot of energy. So let's just call back all the parts of yourself that you expended out that are ready to return. And so you can also practice radiating your essence rather than shooting it out like a firework. Does that make sense?
Yeah, radiating sounds much nicer, much more relaxing.
You don't have to explode. You can radiate. Okay. And when you're talking, I'm seeing like little pieces of your essence go out in your words. But you can kind of radiate out and then let it come back in like a wave. You know, like be the wave, not the firecracker.
I'm excited to see waves. I'm excited to see waves at the beach soon.
Hopefully. Oh, good, good. So let me strengthen your core to that different reality.
And I think I expended a lot of energy trying to push him away, like trying to sort of sabotage it or break up with him. Like I was doing that. I was trying to do that, but I think that was just sabotage. Because if I listen to my heart, like that's what I want to work on, is just listening to my heart instead of my mind. You know,
right. Your core, your gut's going to know. Okay, so let's strengthen you to the resistance to know. And so what this brings up, Kate, is all the time you knew something you didn't act on because you didn't want it to be the way it really was. So let's just love all the parts of yourself that didn't like what your core had to say to you or your heart had to say. So let's love these parts. We've all experienced something like that where we really, really wanted something to be a certain way and then our gut was saying or our heart was saying, no, that's not it. And sometimes we get that message when we just have to clear something. So let's just love all the parts that need to be cleared and loved. There you go. And the part that's an anxiety and concern.
Really?
And then, because anxiety and concern. So now here's the thing about relationships. Don't think of it, and this is not just for you, this is for everybody, as is it right or is it wrong? Think of it as what's the next moment? What is the next moment here? And then you're going to have a better relationship. Because you're going to be in it or out of it. Just like, I think in the last call you were talking about a cocktail party or something, you know, introducing thing. You made the choice for that moment, what was for you. And, so always return to what's right for me in this very moment, what's right for me right now. And then that builds the next moment. And sometimes it changes very rapidly. So did I confuse you because you're tired? Tell me what your next question is.
No, that's good. I mean, I guess, do you see any blocks to allowing my heart or allowing this love, if that's what's meant to be, or blocks to our relationship kind of, you know, do I still have sabotaging energy or am I seeing it clearly? And do I have blocks to my heart opening?
Okay, so your heart is open, but we're talking about self-love. So let's go to self-love. And when we love ourselves so well and so thoroughly, all of this is very, very obvious. Okay, so when you look at what are my blocks, it's always to self-love. So let's go to all the places where you're not loving yourself. And let's love those places.
Yeah, last weekend or the past few days, I was working on you know, taking away right and wrong, you know, from my past and things like that, like just looking.
Exactly. Yeah. So, let's get into the right vibration for you. Let's clear all the projection of what that's supposed to be and everything you thought it was. Everywhere the mind's trying to tell you things. Let's get all the mind out of the heart, Kate. And let's return to your own rhythm. So this is the pattern that I'm working on with you, where being in love is jumping out of yourself.
Wow, that's
right. So just come back to yourself. Just keep coming back to your sovereign self, and then love will not be exhausting. You will sleep. You will.
No, I feel like it's my own fault. Like, I mean, I just was choosing. I mean, not just talking to him, but kind of, yeah. I think it's just.
Okay, so come back to yourself. Just come back to yourself. And when you're back to yourself, you're aligned with your body, and you're going to be following what your body needs. So you see, there's a subtle difference in what I'm saying. So if you just go deeper into who you are, and your connection to your body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah, and that's why I was trying to break up with him before, because I was brainstorming too many ideas for his business stuff and not enough focus on my own abundance and things like that. And so I needed to, like, recenter into myself again. And then I can't help but, like, look at the future, but then... I mean, we met a month ago, you know, April 1st, so it wasn't that long ago.
Right, yeah. So the future is always fun, and then all of our dreams come in. But our power is in our moment, in our creation. So let's just go back to what we're creating now. And then you'll find that, you know, there's some old things that you just touch up. So all the old things you're touching up about being controlled and controlling, and other men in your life, including your father. Fathers always come up for women in relationships. Just keep loving. Keep loving that
part. And, like, past relationships.
Yeah,
past relationships where I always separated love and sex. And so I always just really separated them. Like, I don't even think, I don't know, that they go together in a way. Like, I just... It's a strange for the past, you know, until now. I mean,
yeah.
So we still haven't, we're still waiting on that part. But.
Well, the most empowered place to begin is the self-love and your choice.
And do I still have blocks to self-love? Because I feel like I wouldn't have met him unless I had a lot of I had a lot of self-love in the months before I met him. And then... I surrendered even meeting a soulmate, and that's when I met him. So I felt like we came together. Like I wouldn't have met someone with so much love, and he has a lot of self-love. And so I feel like I did have a lot of self-love, but maybe now it's all going into him.
Right. Well, so that's when we call ourselves back home.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Call ourselves back home. You're 80% self-love, which is really good in our big world. But let's talk about what a block is. So a block, it can change moment by moment, right? It can be a moment by moment thing. So so you have patterns, and we clear our patterns. But sometimes a situation will ignite a pattern, and then it's like a virus on your computer. Suddenly, oh, I have that again. But we get faster and better at moving it out and clearing it. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
I love myself yesterday, but I'm in terrible self-doubt today. That's a vulnerable statement. But that's recognition and acceptance that that's where we are. And we love that part that's feeling vulnerable. We just love it. And we bring that part in. We become more empowered. Now we have more self-love, and now we're wiser. So that's my best advice. Just keep doing that and keep going back to center. And that's going to give you your most empowered relationship with yourself and another person.
And then just going back to center is just focusing on the center and the heart.
Exactly.
When I start thinking too much. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And for you, you can always do like a wash. So for you and other people who have this, let's just go and have that waterfall of light from source come in and rinse out the mental body where it's inhibiting our body to work, our love to flow, our wisdom to be there, and our ability to know what our deep truth is telling us. and all the times we're afraid of our deep truth. Right? Love is very powerful. Thank you so much, Kate. It's a pleasure to talk to you. All right. Have a good vacation. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, everyone. I'm going to go to area code 561. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Vivek.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for our session. It was very helpful, Sherry. I have something started yesterday, and it's still going on today. I'm not sure, but it's probably my kidneys. They are burning like hell, and it's really painful. Is this something related to this call that you can help me?
Okay, when did this start? And
yesterday.
Yesterday, and what are you feeling?
What am I feeling?
Is it pain?
Pain. It's like burning and pinching. It's really, really strong.
Okay, it's burning and pinching. Is it in the kidney area? Is that what you're saying? Or is that to urinate?
No, I believe it is the kidney area, a little bit above my, you know, the mid line and a little bit below that. It's kind of annoying. And
okay.
Sometimes going a little bit downwards, upwards. Sometimes I feel in the front, but mostly in the back.
Okay. Front and back. Okay. I think I'm hearing most of what you say. All right. So let's go ahead and bring some energy in for that. All right. So we have an old pattern here. Okay. The first thing I'm going to clear is bending your will to other people's will. So we're going to delete that. And let's love all the parts of ourself that had to give up pieces of yourself for other people's will and ideas. Invite those. Some of those are pretty sad, by the way.
Yeah, I feel sad.
Yeah, let's love those parts. Having to give up your life for another is basically what that is. It's a type of slavery.
Yeah, I feel that. And it's not supposed to be, so but I feel that, yeah.
Okay, just let's just love those parts. They're coming in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and I'm going to do a general strengthening for that body area you're talking about. And, okay, so it's synthesizing, it's syncing up. Okay, so I have to bring in more energy for you to hold this. So here we go. How are you doing?
I feel dizzy, and it feels stronger. The pain is not totally gone, it's less, but somehow I feel my back stronger.
I'm sorry, you feel what stronger?
My entire back area, the torso, I feel stronger.
Okay, it feels better?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
It feels more stronger. My body feels strong.
Good.
The pain is not gone yet. My overall sensation of my body is better.
Good. Good. It'll keep going.
I believe so. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Thank
it'll
you.
Keep going. All right. I'm going to
touch
you up a little as we leave the call, as I let go and move on. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, let's go to Houston. Hi, Houston. Is this Sandy?
Good morning, Sherry.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I feel like when we were integrating earlier that there's a piece of me that I want to bring in that's more happy. And she's really was young and like she couldn't be happy because people kept telling her not to. And so then I started telling her not to. So she like is afraid to come in or something.
All right. Let's go find her. And for everyone who's looking for their happiness piece. Go ahead, and sometimes that is inner child. Go ahead and bring in the parts of ourselves or our inner child that's ready to come integrate and be with us. So let's love them. And Sandy, I'm going to talk to you about this. The part of yourself that was told not to be happy and taught by watching other people who are not happy that it was not safe to be happy. Let's bring that part in. And then all the associated pieces that broke off with them that we haven't talked about that are also ready to integrate and return. Let's invite those back. Here's a nice piece there. All right. So when, give me another word other than happy.
Spontaneous.
Spontaneous
and playful.
Yeah, let's bring
playful.
Her back. Yeah, let's bring her back. Now, she was actually, I really feel like she was very inhibited with her playfulness, so and very conscious of other people. So let's bring her all the way back to her playful space. So she's not sure. There's some resistance. She's still there. There she is. She's coming through. She's still showing me these other things she wants me to cut off. And so I'm gonna just help her a little. Get out of this cage. I want you to metaphorically just sort of open your arms and hold her. Sandy, how do you feel?
Oh, it feels good. It feels real good.
Good. It's nice to talk to you today.
Okay, thank you. And I'm curious, what percent of self-love am I at?
Sure, let's look. So you're at 63. I need to get you up to at least 73. Once I get you to 73, it's just, you're going to continue to go up.
Okay.
But let's go ahead and strengthen you for 73% and above, 100% infinite potential of self-love. And your biggest thing for that is you've been taught to, when you need to love yourself, you go love someone else instead. Right?
Yes.
So you deflect your self-love. Yeah. But you know how to do it. So then all the parts of yourself that feel like you cannot allow yourself to do it because that might be wrong, let's love those parts. This part is shy, so we'll keep loving her. Very good. Thank you so much, Sandy.
Thank you.
All right. You have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Let's see here. All right. 661. Hello.
Hi, Sherry. It's Megan.
Hey, Megan. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you.
Good.
I love that. I'd love to know where my self-love is, but my burning question is, we have all these amazing tools that you've given us in this program, and I would love to have a clear idea of what to do on a daily basis to continue this work to integrate even more.
Yes. Okay, so the process where we align, connect to source, open our heart, and love everything that's experiencing whatever you're experiencing, And as we went through today, it can even be a strength, you know, somewhere else. We can bring that back, or we can, because we're neutral about what we love. Self-love is very neutral. So we're loving the part of ourself that that's feeling anything. And then and just keep doing that. I would do that every single day. And your consciousness begins to raise when you notice when you're not aligned or you're not in that centered state. And so every time you do, just keep bringing it back, and you'll just get stronger and faster. And the quickness is the important part, because the faster you are, the more you're going to hold a higher level of energy.
Right.
Does that help?
Right.
And then anytime you need to, go back to those MP3s. Those are really powerful.
That's what I was going
to
say, I think.
MP3s.
Yeah.
And if you're completely lost, go to the MP3s, because those really do help bring up what's next. Thank you, Megan.
I really love the pure energy ones. Yeah.
Oh,
thank
good.
You,
good. Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I have an anonymous hand up. So I don't know who you are, and I don't know what your area code is. Maybe. Okay. Hi. Anonymous, are you there?
I'm on Skype. I don't know if this is...
You're called. Anonymous. Hi. How are you?
I'm
Who is this?
It's LaVon.
LaVon, how are you today?
Oh, well, I've been through a lot.
Have
in
you?
The last couple of weeks, I've just sort of felt a lot of shifting, and it sort of immobilized me, and I just had to step back from everything. I just couldn't deal with anything, and it was good because it takes a lot of strength for me not to... You know, people are needing this or wanting this, and, you know, I have things to take care of. And it was like, no, I can't deal with anything. And I feel like I'm really beginning to, I don't know, it's like how many bottoms, I guess, are there? I hit bottom, but I felt I'd done that before. But anyways, I thought, oh, well, I guess it was a lower bottom, yes. So anyways, when you get there, there's nowhere to go but up.
Okay,
go
ahead.
Yeah, so what we're talking about relationships, and I guess it's just really, I've known about it, but my father was like sort of a dictator. Everything revolved around him, and my whole life it's been about, I'm just so disconnected from myself and making other people happy, and I just had to withdraw from my whole family, like my siblings, my children, like ahead of my marriage. And I just felt I was so weak, and I was so incapable of really knowing what I wanted. And as soon as I'm with another person, immediately I'm into what's going to make them happy, and I have to make them happy.
Exactly. So, but how are you feeling today? Is this what's going on today?
Yeah, so then that really is sort of a lot of other things, you know, the confusion and stuff like that I felt. And it's being able to make decisions, and because I don't believe myself, I don't trust myself.
Right, because you're totally taught to be the satellite around somebody else.
Yeah.
And that almost as if that part of you that's satelliting, so let's break this down. What are the reasons that we are not ourselves? First of all, we're taught not to be ourselves, that being ourselves is not the purpose, especially for a female. Men do this too, but you really see it a lot in women, where our purpose in life is to serve someone else. And that is our total value. So all the parts of yourself that were taught that you are not valuable unless you serve someone else, let's love those parts. The parts that feel disconnected and satelliting around, sometimes that is defensive. Sometimes if you take care of someone else's needs, then you are safe and valued, and that keeps you safe. So to all the parts of yourself that satellited around someone else's needs, let's love those parts. You need to strengthen your core again. So I would invite you to spend as much time as you can, like in your belly or your heart, whatever feels right to you, just kind of feeling yourself and feeling what that part of you wants. So you can start feeling that individualized light that you are, your own knowing of what is right and what is wrong. So do you have a system of knowing yes or no for yourself?
Not really.
So some people use pendulums. Some people can just stand up straight and they ask a question. Is it right for me to buy artichokes at the store today? And you stand up, start with simple questions, not big ones, and stand up straight and kind of close your eyes. And if you fall backwards, that's generally a no. And if you fall forwards, that's a yes. And then you sort of kind of program yourself which one is yes and which one is no. You have that intent. And so you can start getting used to what your body is telling you and what your core is telling you. And these are some steps that you can begin. I also want to address the hitting bottom. So you feel like there's so many bottoms. Well, the bottoms can go on, can really go on. So let's go to the part of yourself that doesn't change until you hit bottom, and let's love those parts that are programmed to a downward spiral.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well, I never thought of it before.
Yeah. So the part of you that is programmed to go down, and only if you're bleeding on a highway and starving to death can you actually take care of yourself. You know, it's like that. Other people's needs are way before yours. So let's love these parts that are programmed to the bottom and the downward spiral and get them to start lifting you.
Hmm.
So I'm inviting the parts in that are programmed that way, and let's love them. Now, these are also related to all the places you gave yourself permission to take care of yourself. And sometimes we don't give ourselves permission unless it's really, really bad. Let's love this part. I had a client once who had shot himself accidentally and called me to find out if he should go to the hospital. And what was going on there, he just really didn't know when to stop and take care of himself. So this is kind of on the same link. How low is it before you will take care of yourself? Okay, so these parts are starting to come in. The more I talk about it and trigger you, I'm sorry, but I had to trigger you a little bit. So here they come. Okay, and I'm putting the unconditional love through the heart again. Okay, now I think you're strong enough that we can bring in that inner child. The child that was told before birth that her total value would be in serving other people. Let's invite her in. And she does not think this is a safe place. So let's strengthen your core to safety. How did you feel when you looked at your children when they were babies?
I had a lot of anxiety.
Okay.
I had a lot of fear about whether I was capable of taking care of them.
Okay, so where do you feel the most unconditional love? Is it in nature? A pet?
No, where I calm down is when I'm in water, like having a bath.
Okay, so let's go to water. And let's put you in water. Are you underwater, your head underwater, or is your head above water?
My head's above water.
Okay. So let's invite your inner child in. And I want you to ask her what she needs from you. And what do you hear?
I ask her what she needs from me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know whether it's right or wrong. It just comes to me, love.
Okay, let's love her. Can love ever be wrong?
No.
Okay, so let's love the part that wasn't sure, and let's love her.
Yeah, she never felt loved. She never felt she.
Okay, so I have worked with people whose inner child was like a burnt baby. Yours is not that bad. But I want you to love and love and love her every single day. And love her like no one ever loved you, because this is your job, to love yourself the way no one else ever did. Okay, so I feel anxiety around that, so I want to love also the part that's feeling the anxiety.
Yeah, I've been feeling plenty of anxiety. Now.
Yeah. You're feeling it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so let's go to the part that doesn't believe you deserve love and love that part. And the rules that you should not love yourself, that it must be other people first. That's a really big rule in your life.
Yeah.
So if I love that part of you that's trapped in that rule, she wants to come back, so she's coming in. It's pretty thick and dense, but it's coming in.
Wow.
How are you feeling?
I can feel a shift. I can feel a shift.
Okay. So you're going to have access to this call, and you might want to re-listen to these parts and get yourself in and develop a program for yourself that you're loving this part of yourself all the time. And if you can't do it all the time, then I want you to love it just a few minutes every day, maybe an hour a day, whatever you will allow yourself until it's very natural for you. And this is how you're going to get your individualized identity of your light and your truth and get to your true self. It can happen very fast. All right. Thank you so much.
What would you say my self-love is?
You mean your percentage?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to read right now. Okay. So, 67. You're at 90 with this work right now.
Oh.
So do you see what I mean by fast? Now, so holding it will be important. So that means continuously streaming. And if you lose it, that's okay.
What?
Streaming the self-love. Keep streaming that self-love. Keep streaming unconditional love.
Oh, streaming. Okay.
Yeah, streaming. Sorry. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to Dan. How are you, Dan?
Sherry, how are you?
I'm good.
Am I the only guy on these calls?
No.
Okay, good. I'm just, not a bad thing. I kind of, that's okay too, but.
You're in good company.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. I'm, I wanted to check in on, the work that we had done before. I, sent the passport in right now. I just, did all that information. I'm letting go with it. And I guess maybe check in on that and see where that is. And, the other one is my shoulders.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's love the part that's uncertain.
Okay.
And love the part that wants a good outcome. And the part that hopes you can skate by. And the part that feels that you should be undetected. Okay. Okay, I want to move your energy field to its perfect energy for what you want, which is clarity with the old issue with your ex-wife and the passport. So let's go ahead and do this. And your children.
Okay.
So let's go to that perfect match for resolution and feel that. And when you do that, your shoulders drop.
Yeah, oh, there it goes.
Yeah. So let's get it right to the perfect vibe just for this. There's a lot of unconditional love and acceptance with it. There's resolution. So much wisdom. And there's a bit of letting go. Letting go on a different level of some of the pain you carried through this, through your, the condition that happened with this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that?
I do. All this week, Sherry, I've been really tuned into letting go of a lot of those things, very deep issues.
Okay.
That were connected with that.
Okay, let's get into that deep, that depth, and love that depth. So as deep as it is, it can also be bright, even on that same light channel.
Yeah.
So we're not jumping out of it. We're lighting where it is. Okay, and I'm seeing that spread out. How are you?
It feels like a liquid, honestly, a flow in my body. And I had that experience on a call, too, where I closed my eyes and I just felt like I was this wave of liquid, golden, you know, literally my body, though, physically, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I can feel it just flowing. So that's kind of, I'm tuning into that on the front side of my body, feels that.
Good. Okay, so stay there. And I'm going to bring that same energy in for everyone with whatever is next for you. So thank you, Dan.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, everyone, so we're going to do this for everyone, and then I have one more call I'm going to take. It is like liquid light, crystalline gold. Very good. All right. So I think we're going to Australia. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Maria. Am I the only guy on this call or what?
No, we have others. How are you doing?
Good. I'm great. Yeah. I'd love some help healing something with headaches.
Okay.
Not constant or something, but it's kind of, yeah, love to figure it out.
Are you feeling it now?
Yeah, kind of had a headache, yeah, kind of for quite a few hours. Not very strong, but kind of it came and it was strong and went, so yeah, a bit.
Okay. So I'm going to open some exit portals. And I'm going to remove the headaches that are not yours. Other people's headaches. And this one goes through a lot of different times, you know. It's almost like teachers had a certain type of head tension that you copied in other lifetimes. So let's just bring back the part of yourself very intensely watching. And being with a leader, spiritual leader of yours. Return that back to you. Loving that part. And take a deep breath. Gonna take some things out of the occiput. I'm getting motion in the breakdown of this energy field. Okay, so strengthening your brains, all your brains together, and everybody else who wants this too. And the relationship with that to your skull and back again. Okay, and your brain to your central nervous system and your spinal nerves. How's it feeling?
It's just, some of it is still there. What did you mean with coping kind of head tension or something like that, just taking on energy, or?
You are taking on a lot of energy of people around you. Mm. Also, I see you chanting with someone in another dimension who carries a lot of head tension normally and comfortably, but it's not yours. It doesn't fit yours. So, so we need to release that. So I was asking that part to come back. Mm-hmm. And, so let's strengthen you for that scenario and back into your own head vibration. Mm-hmm. And then the next part is your third eye and the pineal and the hypothalamus. We're just going to clean up that relationship a bit. Okay, so I'm strengthening you to your own spiritual alignment.
Hmm.
Without another. How are you? I mean, does that resonate with you?
Yeah, kind of connected with my connection and sovereignty and whatever, I don't know. Disconnections were there, or traumas, or stuff like that. That kind of makes sense on some level.
Yeah, there definitely have been traumas. Let's see if we can strengthen for that as well. And are you drinking enough water?
I think so, yeah, quite a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's get the hydration all the way to your brain.
Hmm.
All right, that is moving all the way up now.
Hmm.
And I'm just going to take this thing out. Okay, something else is coming out. We're moving that now. This is for, so there are a lot of chants for funerals too. Those are coming out.
Chants for funerals?
Yeah, chants for funerals. I'm just telling you, it's what's there. It's stuck. It's going out. Okay, how are you feeling now?
Better.
Okay. Sometimes it's the thing you don't see, but yeah, there's interesting there. I know maybe are you singing at funerals now? It felt like that old time, that other. Space-time dimension, but you might be doing it now. Very good.
Hmm.
Okay, one more thing here. This is another part leaving. So this is another way that you've held your energy physically that it wants to realign a little lighter. There we go. And Pure Source.
Yeah, I could feel that.
Pure Source, that's your word for the day. Because a lot of this alignment is where it was not quite Source. It was someone else's idea of Source.
Mm.
Very good. What a pleasure. Thank you.
No, no more chanting in other dimensions for funerals. All right.
No, no, stop that. stop mimicking that dude that you're following. His head is not your head. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. It's just wonderful to work with you in this call series. And we'll go ahead and say goodbye now. Hello.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.